Coincidence. Upon the 11th of June, in Upper Assam, where, upon the 12th, the center of the earthquake was going to be, torrents fell suddenly from the sky. A correspondent to the Englishman, July 14th, writes that this deluge was of a monstrousness that exceeded that of any other downpour that he had ever seen in Assam, or anywhere else. At 5:15 p.m., 12th of June, there was a sight at Jalone that would be a marvel to the more innocent of the textbook writers. I tell so much of clipping and bobbing and shearing, but also there may be considerable innocence. Not a cloud in the sky out of clear, blue vacancy, dumped a lake. This drop of a bulk of water, or transportation, or teleportation, of it, was at the time of one of the most catastrophic of earthquakes, centering farther north in Assam. This earthquake was an earth storm. Hills were waves, and houses cast adrift were wrecked on them. Out into fields stormed people from villages, and long strings of them, in white summer garments, were lines of surf on the earth waves. Breakers of them spumed with infants. In a human storm, billows of people crashed against islands of cattle. It is not only in meteorology that there are meteorological occurrences. The convulsions were so violent that there was seen shifting. When the people recovered and looked around, it was at landscapes, changed as if a curtain had gone down and then up, between acts of this drama. They saw fields, lakes, and roads that, in the lay of the land, before the quake, had been hidden. It is not only in playhouses that there are theatrical performances. It is not exclusively anywhere where anything is, if ours is one organic existence, in which all things are continuous. There were more deluges that will not fit into conventional explanations. Allahabad Pioneer, June 23, 1897. Extremist droughts, the quake, enormous falls of water. There are data for thinking that somewhere there was a volcanic eruption. Another datum is that, at Calcutta, after the earthquake, there was an afterglow. Afterglows are exceptional sunsets, sometimes of an auroral appearance, which are reflections of sunlight from volcanic dust high in the sky, continuing to be seen an hour or so later than ordinary sunsets. Friend of India, June 15. The entire west was a glory of deepest purple, and the colors did not fade out, until an hour after darkness is usually complete. Something else that I note is that in many places in Assam, the ground was incipiently volcanic, during the earthquake. Countless small craters appeared and threw out ashes. Considering the volcanic and the incipiently volcanic, I think of a relation between the catastrophe in Assam and a volcanic eruption somewhere else. But there is findable no record of a volcanic eruption upon this earth to which could be attributed effects that we have noted. I point out again that, if there were a volcanic eruption in some part of our existence, external to this earth, or upon this earth, it would, unless a special relation be thought of, be as likely to cause an afterglow in England or South Africa, as in India. The suggestion is that somewhere, external to this earth, if in terrestrial terms there is no explanation, there was a volcanic eruption, and that the earthquake in India was a response to it, and that bulks of water and other discharges came from somewhere else exclusively to a part of this earth that was responsively, or functionally, quaking, because a teleportative current of some kind, very likely electric, existed between the two centers of disturbances. Upon the 25th of June, dust fell from the sky, near Calcutta, the Englishman, July 3rd. In the issue of this newspaper, of July 14th, a meteorologist, employed in the Calcutta Observatory, described a most peculiar mist, like volcanic smoke, which had been seen in the earthquake regions. In his opinion, it was cosmic dust, or dust that had fallen to this earth from outer space. He said nothing of possible relationship with the earthquakes. He would probably have called it mere coincidence. Then he told of a fall of mud, upon the 27th of June, at Thursday Grain, Midnapur. There was a fall of mud, in the Jessore district of Bengal, night of June 29. It fell from a cloudless sky, while the stars were shining, Madras Mail, July 8. Suppose it were cosmic dust. Suppose with the conventionalists that this Earth is a swiftly moving planet that had overtaken a cloud of cosmic dust, in outer space. In 1 minute, this Earth would be more than 1,000 miles away from this point of contact, by orbital motion, and would turn away axially. But other falls of dust came upon India, while the shocks were continuing, as if settling down from an eruption somewhere else, to a world that was not speeding away orbitally, and to a point that was not turning away by daily rotation. 5 days after the first fall of dust, a substance resembling mud fell at Gaudal, Friend of India, July 14. Four descriptions of just such a dry fog, as has often been seen in Italy, after an eruption of Vesuvius, see the Madras Mail, July 5, and the Friend of India, July 14. A perpetual haze on the horizon, all around, sky covered with thick layers of dust, resembling a foggy atmosphere. About the 1st of July, mud fell at Hitam 4, Birbhum, according to the Friend of India, July 14. I list these falls of dust and mud, but to them I do not give the importance that I give to the phenomena that preceded this earthquake. I have come upon nobody's statement that they were of volcanic material. But it may be that there were other precipitations, and that they were of a substance that is unknown upon this earth. In The Englishman, Calcutta, July 7, a correspondent wrote that, several days before, at Kurta, there had been a shower at night, and that the air became filled with the perfume of sandalwood. The next morning everything was found covered with a colored matter, which emitted the scent of sandalwood. About the same time, somebody else wrote to the Madras Mail, July 8, that, at Nadia, there had been a fall from the sky, of a substance more or less resembling the sandal used by natives in worshipping their gods. The moon turns green before an earthquake. Torrential rains precede an earthquake. We have only begun listing phenomena that appear before catastrophes. They are interpretable as warnings. Clipped from Events, by Barbershop Science. There was an investigation of phenomena in Assam. It was scientific, in the sense that the tons aureal may be the scientific. Dr. Oldham enormously reduced a catastrophe to manageable dimensions. He lathered it with the soap of his explanations, and shaved it clean of all unconventional details. This treatment of next, to catastrophes is as satisfactorily beautifying, to neat, little minds, as are some of the Marcel waves that astronomers have ironed into tousled circumstances. For a review of Dr. Oldham's report, see Nature, 62-305. There is no mention of anything that was seen in the sky, nor of anything that fell from the sky, nor of occurrences anywhere else. Dr. Charles Davison, in a study of recent earthquakes, gives 57 pages to his account of this catastrophe, and he, too, mentions nothing that was seen in the sky, or that fell from the sky. He mentions no simultaneous phenomena anywhere else. It is a neat and well-trimmed account, but there's a smell that I identify as too much bay rum. Simultaneous phenomena that always are left out of a conventionalist's account of an earthquake, one of the most violent convulsions ever known in Mexico, while the ground in India was quaking. There was a glare in the sky, and the Mexicans thought that the glare was volcanic. If so, no active volcano in Mexico could be found, New Orleans Daily Picayune, June 22. Deluges fell upon this quaking land. One of the falls of water, upon a Mexican town, drowning some of the inhabitants, is told of, in the San Francisco Chronicle, June 17. In all this part of our job, our opposition is not so much denial of data, as assertions that the occurrences in which we see relationship were only coincidences. If I ever accept any such explanation, I shall be driven into extending it to everything. We'll have a theory that in our existence there is nothing but coincidence, and, according to my experience with theorists, we'll develop this theory somewhat reasonably. Chemical reactions, supposed to be well known and accounted for, do not invariably work out, as, according to formula, they should work out. Failures are attributed to impurities in chemicals, but perhaps it is only by persistent coincidence, like that of glares so often occurring at times of earthquakes, that water appears when oxygen and hydrogen unite. Meteors frequently fall to this Earth during earthquakes, but that may be only by coincidence, just as offspring so often appear after marriage, indicating nothing exclusively of relationships, inasmuch as we have heard of cases of alleged independent reproduction. Let the feminists become only a little more fanatical, and they will probably publish lists of instances of female independence. It is either that our data are not of coincidences, or that everything's a coincidence. As to some deluges, at times of earthquakes, there is no assertion of coincidence, and there is no mystery. There's an earthquake, and water falls from the sky. Then it is learned that a volcano, one of this Earth's volcanoes, had been in eruption, and that, responsively to it, the Earth had quaked, and that volumes of water, some of them black, and some of them not discolored, had been discharged by this volcano, falling in bulks, or falling in torrential rains upon the quaking ground. Sometimes the sky darkens during earthquakes, and there is no assertion of coincidence, and there is no mystery. Upon March 11, 1875, for instance, a vast, black cloud appeared at Guadalajara, Mexico. There was an earthquake. CLNE Scientific, 1876-322. In this instance, the darkened sky at the time of an earthquake was explained, because it was learned that both phenomena were effects of an eruption of the volcano Cabarucuco. There have been unmysterious showers of meteors, or of fireballs that looked like meteors, at times of earthquakes. There were eruptions upon this earth, and the fireballs, or meteors, came from them. There were especially spectacular showers of volcanic bombs that looked like meteors, or that were meteors, during the eruptions in Java, August, 1883, New Zealand, June, 1886, West Indies, May, 1902.